Very good. Well, it's good to be with you. Look at all those kids go. That's excellent. And, oh, there's some sound stuff, too. It's me this time, I think. Yes, sir. Okay. Can we stand back here? Perfect. Yep. We're going to change gears. How's that? Is that better? Is that better for you? Okay, good. Good, good. That works. Very good. How are you tonight? Good?
Uh-huh.
Yes? Good, good. I want to learn that song that you taught and to learn the moves and all the moves and the little moves back and forth, and that would be good.
我今天很想来学这首诗歌，也想很想来学着这个跟着动作一起做，真是很好的一首诗歌。
Very good. Well, I'm excited to be with you again, and I'm excited to see how your church is moving forward in these early stages, and I'm just really anticipating God to do a great work in you.
真是非常高兴又能来到大家中间，而且我也很高兴的看到我们的教会呢，在我们的贵教会在这个前期呢有这样的成长。我们也知道神的恩典会一直伴随我们。And
the way He's going to do that is He's going to pour out a Spirit on you, and He's going to do that, and He's going to operate in us in a way that is a transformational, powerful movement, and it requires one thing: to live in obedience.
我们知道说神会把他的恩典完全的倾倒下来，而且会让我们教会有更新的变化。但是我们知道有一个前提条件，就是我们的生命、我们生活当中，我们真的是要顺服我们的神。And
the obedience comes from doing exactly what He wants us to do.
那顺服就代表着我们要做神要我们做的一切的事情。As
you're beginning the early stages of your church, I'm reminded of the early church in Acts chapter 2.
当你们贵教会在这个早期的时候呢，我也想到了，在历史上有一个初期的教会，在《使徒行传》的第二章。And
I want to talk to you tonight. Last month I talked to you about a dangerous church, and I talked to you about focus. Tonight I want to talk to you about the dangerous church and the living in an organic life.
那上次呢，我有讲到这个一个充满活力的一个教会呢，是讲到关于好像我们要把我们的注意力。集中在一个地方。那今天我们要谈论的是，我们的教会要充满活力，是一个有机体。Turn
with me if you would in your Bibles. If you don't have a Bible, you can turn to your worship folder. It's on the back. We'll be reading Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, and then 42 through 47.
好，那我们来看一下这个《使徒行传》的第二章的第一到第四节和第42到47节。
Acts chapter 2, 1 through 4, 42 through 47. Here's what it says. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place.
使徒行传的第二章第一节到第四节，五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。
Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole place where they were sitting.
忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满他们所坐的屋子。
They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Holy Spirit enabled them.
他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
Verse 42.
第42节。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此。
To the breaking of bread and to prayer.
彼此交接，擘饼，祈祷。
Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles.
众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事、神迹。
All the believers were together, and they had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need.
信的人都在一起，凡物公用，并且卖了田产、家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜，诚心的诚实的心用饭。
Praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
赞美神，得众民的喜欢喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Let's pray.
好，让我们祷告。
God, I pray that your word would speak truth into our life tonight.
主，我们真是求你的话语亲自的对我们把真理的话教给我们。
I pray that as we look at the lifestyle of the early church, that that can be a model for us here this evening.
当我们真的是祷告，当我们看到早期教会他们所做所说实行的时候，就成为我们的榜样。
And so, Lord, I pray that you would anoint my lips as I speak and our ears to be attentive to the leading of the Holy Spirit tonight.
主，求你的圣灵来膏我的嘴唇，也求你真是打开每个人的耳朵，能够那个接受神你的话语。
We love you and we praise your name. Amen.
我们爱你，我们奉主的名祷告。Amen.
If you have your notes tonight, I want to encourage you to follow along and fill in the blanks if you would, but I want to share with you tonight six truths about the church. As you are beginning your early church, we want to look at a model of the early church.
如果你们有这个周报的话呢，可以在这个周报上呢记录我们今天要讨论的内容。那今天呢，我们想要讨论的题目呢是关于这个教会的，关于教会的一个六个的这个事实，或者说六个真理。特别是在我们教会还在初期的这个阶段，我们要看看初期的教会给我们一个什么样的一个启示。
The first truth I want us to take a look at tonight is this. It's number one. Jesus builds the church.
那我今天看的第一个这样的事实呢，就是耶稣建造了教会。
I love reading church growth books, and in my office here at our education building, I have a bunch of books that will help me to better understand church growth.
我很喜欢呢阅读一些关于这个教会成长的书籍。在我的办公室有很多关于一些教会成长的书籍。
But the one thing that they can't provide for me, they can provide knowledge, but they cannot provide the actual growth of the church.
但是其实这些书籍呢，它可以给我们提供很多的这个知识，但是它并没有办法真正的给我们提供带来教会的成长。
There are, of course, principles in these books that I love reading that have as its foundation scripture, but they just ultimately cannot grow the church for us.
在这些书里面呢，有很多一些这样的真理的知识，能够让我们能够了解这个教会的成长，但是它本身并没有办法能够带来教会的成长。
And so we have to go to the source of church growth. We have to go to the source, our scripture, the Holy Word, God's Word, to look for an understanding of some church growth ideas and principles.
所以我们只有能够来到这个所有的这些信息的源头，也就是我们的圣经，能够来看看这个教会成长的这样的一些真理。
There are a few passages, there are many passages in scripture, but there are three that I want to point out tonight about this idea that Jesus builds the church.
在这个圣经里面有很多关于教会成长的这样的一些经文，但今天呢我们看看有三特别要注重看三个方面，这三个方面呢就特别的提到了耶稣建造教会。
In Matthew chapter 16 verse 18, Jesus was talking to his disciples and he said this, And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I, again this is Jesus speaking, I will build my church.
在这个马太福音的这个16章的18节这个耶稣呢在跟他的门徒在说话，他说你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
He didn't say that the disciples would build the church. He isn't telling us that we will build the church. He was saying then, as he's saying to us now, that he will build the church.
他没有说这些门徒呢会要来建造这个教会，也没有好像没有说我们要建造教会。他当时说的就和他今天跟我们说的是一样的，耶稣他自己会来建造教会。
Another passage that speaks to this idea of Jesus building the church is Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8.
那另外的一段的经文呢，是在这个使徒行传的这个第一章的第四节到第八节。
Again, this is what was being said. Again, Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and he said, Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father has promised you, which you have heard me speak about.
耶稣呢，又再次的对他的门徒说，说不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候我等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。
John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
他说耶稣是用约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
And so when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?
他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这个时候吗？
And he replied, It is not for you to know the time or dates the Father has set by his authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降到你们身上，你们必得着能力。
And then Jesus said to them, You will be my disciples and witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and then to the ends of the earth.
好，那耶稣也对他们说，你们要成为我的门徒，要做我的见证，在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极。
Christ was saying here that he is going to build his church. He doesn't say that we might receive power or that we might be his witnesses. He's stating that this will be done and he's going to do it.
这耶稣在这个地方说呢，他要赐下这个能力，他没有说你可能会得到这个能力，或者说你可能会得到这样的一个见证，他告诉我们的是必然要成就的事情，他要建造教会。
Another passage that speaks to this idea of Jesus building his church is Acts chapter 2, 1 through 4, which we've just read here a moment ago.
那另外一段经文呢，是在这个使徒行传的第二章的一到四节，就是我们刚刚读过的那一段。
And in that passage, we can see that there was a promise, it was a promise of what Christ offered to the disciples in Acts chapter 1, verses 7 through 8.
这里讲到的其实是在第一章第七到第八节里面耶稣写给他们的对门徒的应许。
He promised that the Holy Spirit would come, and guess what happened? The Holy Spirit came.
他应许了这个圣灵会要降下你知道当时的确圣灵就降下。
It's all about Jesus building the church. If you and I try, we're going to fail.
这个所有的都是关于耶稣来建造教会。如果是靠你我的力量去建造教会，我们一定会失败。
If the church that we build is man-made based on us,
如果我们建造的教会是靠我们自己用人工的方式人造的方式来建造。
It's not going to be as Christ had planned it to be.
那这个不是基督的心意。
And it will be inferior to what he has in store for us.
这个跟基督耶稣他们建造的教会相比，我们肯定是要差。
And so as you're beginning this new church, let Christ build the church.
所以当我们开始我们这个新的教会的时候，让基督来成为我们教会的建造者。
There are two things that happen. One, Christ draws people to himself, and two, he uses us to do that.
一个是呢有两件事情，那一个是耶稣呢会带来人，而且耶稣也会用这些人来为他做工。
That's the first truth about the church. And the second truth that we need to know about the church is this. Jesus owns the church.
刚才我们提到的是这个关于教会的第一个事实真相。那第二项呢就是耶稣他拥有教会。
What was happening here in this Acts chapter 2 passage, it was Pentecost. And God was establishing his church through his son Jesus Christ.
这个讲到说在这个五旬节的时候呢，这个耶稣这个神呢借着这个耶稣就他的儿子耶稣基督来建造这个建造教会。
And there are a couple of verses that speak to the ownership issue. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Jesus says, I will build my church.
那在有几段呢有讲到这个经文的表明这个谁拥有了这个教会。在这个马太福音的16章的18节耶稣说我要建造我的教会。
And in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he says again, you will be my witnesses.
在使徒行传的这个第一章的第八节里说，他又说到说，你要做我的见证。
And then in Acts chapter 2, verses 22 through 23, Peter is preaching to a large crowd.
在这个使徒行传第二章的第二十二到二十三节呢，那彼得呢，在很向多众人会众讲道。
And Peter is fired up in this passage, and he's really letting the crowd have it.
这个彼得呢当时真是很有这个讲道也很有果效就充满了活力他很想要这个会众能够得到真道。
And he says this to the crowd, by the way, men of Israel, you better pay attention to what I'm going to say next.
他说以色列人你请听我的话。
Jesus was a man accredited, that means recognized or certified or qualified by God.
那这里说到说耶稣神借着拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间行神迹奇事，他将证明出来。这里提到的证明的话，就是有认证承认的这样的一个意思。
Jesus was a man accredited to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did among you through him.
这里就想说耶稣呢，他借着各样的神迹奇事，将他神借着各样的神迹奇事将耶稣证明出来，这在你们的当中通过你们证明出来。
And then he says to them, as you yourselves already know.
他说你们自己已经都知道。
This man Jesus was handed over to you by God's set purpose and by God's foreknowledge.
他说这个耶稣呢被交在众人的手中都是因为神的定旨和他的先见。
And then in verse 36, Peter is starting to wrap up his speech and he says, oh yeah, by the way, let all of Israel be assured of this. God made this Jesus who you crucified.Both Lord and Christ.
啊，在第36节的时候呢，彼得呢在结束他的这个讲道之前，他也说到啊，以色列人全家都必须要确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣基督，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
Sorry about that. What Peter was saying is that God wasn't surprised when Jesus was arrested and crucified. Every person who participated in the death of Christ participated in what God had already planned.
这里这个彼得的意思就是说，其实当耶稣被交在人的手里，被钉在十字架上，他一点都不觉得奇怪，因为所有参与到这件事情的人，其实是参与到神的一个计划当中。
God came up with a plan. He allowed it to take place, and guess what? He owned it all.
神呢，他创造了这样的一个计划，他也允许这样事情的发生，他拥有整个这个计划。
The bottom line for us is this: you and I do not own the church; Christ owns the church.
所以从根本上讲，我们并不拥有这个教会，只有基督才拥有教会。
In his book titled "The Organic Church," author Neil Cole said this.
在一本这个书叫做或者叫做有机的教会或者活力的教会里面，这个作者 Neil Cole 也说过这样的一句话。
If our churches are falling apart and are not healthy,
如果我们的教会如果有失败或者是完全的堕落，
It's not because Jesus has done a poor job, but because we have taken that task upon ourselves.
那并不是因为好像耶稣做了一件很糟糕的这样的一个工作，其实的话真正的原因就是因为我们把所有的责任都担在我们自己的肩上。
And the problem comes when we think we own the church.
这个问题就在于说问题就会产生，如果我们认为这个我们是这个教会的拥有者。
But if we can let that go and understand that God owns the church, Christ owns the church, and he's going to build it, which is my first point,Watch out, because the Holy Spirit will come upon you and do incredible things.
所以当我们真的是我们放弃我们拥有教会的这样的一个观念，真正的意识到神才是教会的拥有者，神是教会的建造者的时候，你会看到神一定会在教会里行神迹奇事。
The third truth that I want to share with you tonight is this: the church is more than a building.
那我今天要跟你一起来探讨的这个第三个的关于教会的真理的话呢，就是因为教会不是仅仅只是一个建筑物。
Let me give you a little bit of a history here tonight. Up until this point in our passage, people met in primarily two places that they would have called church.
那我们今天回顾一下这个教会的一些这个历史那在我们到现在为止，我们讨论的这个人聚会的地方呢，教会的其实是两种地方。
The first place was the temple. And the temple and its courts in Jerusalem were used for worship, sacrifices, social gatherings, and it was...where the Jews gathered for all the Jewish festivals.
那第一个地方呢，其实就是圣殿，那就在这个耶路撒冷的圣殿和他的庭院，那是这个以色列人他们一起有敬拜，或者是有献祭，还有一些社会社交的一个场所。
And the actual temple itself was reserved for only the priests.
其实这个圣殿呢，其实本来是只有这个祭司才能够进去。
And if you weren't a priest, you could only hang out or spend some time in the temple courts.
如果你不是祭司的话呢，那你其实只能在这个圣殿的外面的庭院一起，在外面的庭院待着。
And on any given day, there are hundreds of people that would come through these courts, and certainly at the time of festivals, that number would greatly increase as Jews came in from everywhere around the land.
在任何的一天的话，在这个庭院里面的话，你都可以发现会有很多很多的上百的人。但是如果在这个以色列人他们特别的这个节日里面的话，那人数会更加的增加，因为从外地有很多的以色列人上到耶路撒冷来。
The second place where they met was a place called synagogues, and synagogues were meeting places in other cities where Jewish men could get together and read the law of Moses.
那第二个可以叫做教会的地方呢，其实就是会所。那会所呢，是其实在别的一些城市，以色列人他们聚集在一起开会，或者是研读这个摩西的律法的地方。
And by Jewish law, if a town had 10 or more Jewish men, they were required to build a synagogue.
如果根据这个犹太人的这个法律律法在有超过十个犹太的男人的话，那就必须要建造这样的一个会所。
And the idea of the Jewish synagogue probably came about when Jews were slaves in Babylon. And during this time, the Jews were far away from their homeland. And by this time, the temple in biblical history had been completely destroyed, and they needed a place to worship and study the law of Moses.
那这个会所会幕的这个制度呢，可能是在从起源于犹太人他们被掳到 巴比伦的时候，因为在当时的那个时候啊，他们远离了自己的家，然后根据历史的记载呢，在耶路撒冷的这个圣殿呢也被完全的毁坏，他们需要一个地方能够来一起来敬拜神。
And so up until this time in church history at the Pentecost, people met in temples and synagogues, and then in this passage we begin to notice something a little different.
啊，所以到那个啊五旬节那个时候为止，当时人们所聚集的所有的教会的就是两个地方，一个就是圣殿或者是这个会幕。但是在五旬节那天呢，我们发现事情有了改变。
There began to develop a new meeting place.
啊，他们开始了一个新的聚会的一个很好的一个聚会的地方。
Acts chapter 2 verse 4 says this: All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，那在这个使徒行传的第二章第四节讲的说，啊，他们就都被圣灵充满。
God had already gone to them through the person of Jesus Christ.And he resided with them, and that's where we get the name Emmanuel, God with us.
啊，我们知道说神其实借着啊耶稣已经来到他们的当中，也住在他们当中，所以我们才有说到以马内利，神与我们同在这样的一个名字。
And so we see this move, not necessarily away from the temple and the synagogues, but yet another place where God, can meet with us.
好，那我们看到这是一个新的变化。这个变化并不是说好像远离这个圣殿或者是会幕啊，其实这个神就是有一个新的办法来跟大家有各样的交流。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 says this: Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you?
啊，我们知道说，在这个哥林多前书的三章十六节有提到说，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗
？You see, even here tonight, God is in this place.Not because of the sheetrock, not because of the wood, not because of the brick, but because he lives in you and I.
啊，那即使在我们今天，神在我们当中，那神在我们当中，并不是因为我们这里有砖有墙，而是因为神住在我们的心中。
In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he said, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
啊，在马太福音的28:19，耶稣对他的门徒说：“所以你们。”要去使万民做我的门徒。
He didn't say go and build a big building and then share Jesus with people.
啊，他并没有说你们赶快去建一个啊很雄伟的一个教堂。
He was encouraging us to go and go and go and go to share Christ with others.
但是相反，神鼓励我们说要去，要跟人家分享神，分享耶稣。
The church is more than just a building.
啊，教会不仅仅只是一个建筑物。
The church, the message of Christ was always about being the church, not about coming to church.
啊，那基督的这个信息呢，从来都是好像成为这个教会，而不是好像来到这个教会。
When the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost, it changed how they viewed church.
啊，当五旬节圣灵降下的时候，我们人对教会的这个看法完全的改变。
Now, be careful, because I'm not saying you don't have to go to church anymore.
非常要小心啊！我在这里并没有说大家不用来教会。
Because we can also see in Scripture that they met together on a regular basis in corporate worship experiences.
我们可以看到说，在圣经里面有看到他们有也可以看到他们经常有聚会，而且有合一的这样的聚会和祷告敬拜。
The fourth truth tonight is this: the church is meant to be growing.
好，那我们今天要看到的这个第四个的这样的一个事实，关于教会的事实是教会是应该成长的。
And there are a couple of things I want to share with you. I already put those in your notes. But the first thing that we need to have, if we're going to be a growing church, is a growing faith.
那今天我要跟你分享几个关于这个教会的成长。我们教会成长如果需要成长的话，第一个我们需要的是要有一个成长的这样的一个信心。
Reverend James Meeks out of a church in Chicago said this one time, in order for growth to happen, we must believe that it can happen.
这有一位叫做James Meeks 的这个牧师，他是芝加哥地区的一个教会的牧师，他有说，如果我们要想实现这个成长的话，我们先得相信，要坚信一定会有成长。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says this, Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine,According to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen.
保罗在以弗所书的第三章他也提到，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。
If you want your church to grow, if I want my church to grow, we have to believe that it will grow.
如果贵教会想希望你们自己的教会成长，如果我希望我的教会成长，我们一定要坚信教会会成长。
The second thing that we need to have is knowledge.
那我们第二个所需要的呢，就是要有知识。
Proverbs 13:16 says, "Every prudent man acts out of knowledge, but a fool exposes his folly."
在箴言的13章的这15节说，凡通达人都凭知识行事，愚昧人张扬自己的愚昧。
And we just simply need to learn and to grow and to gain knowledge about church growth about.How the Holy Spirit operates in our lives.
说我们如果要想成长的话呢，我们需要获得更多的知识。我们要知道说圣灵在我们的生命当中是怎样的做工。
And the third thing that we need is perhaps the most important, and it's this: corporate prayer.
那第三个我们所需要的，而且可能是最重要的，就是我们有一个同心合意的一个祷告。
Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14 says this: If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face.And turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
在这个历代志的下第七章的14节有提到，这称为我名的子民，若是自卑、祷告、寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
The Brooklyn Tabernacle Church, under the leadership of Jim Cimbala, began with just 12 people.
在这个布鲁克林呢，有一个会幕的教会，他的主任的牧师呢叫 Jim Cimbala。
They really had no hope of making a difference in their community. They had poor attendance and poor offerings and a bad building.
他们刚开始的时候只有12个人，他们当时的教会的光景其实很不好，他没有办法在这个社区起到各样的作起到任何的作用，然后他们的这个名声呢也非常不好。
And above that, they had a bad reputation in their community.
他们在这个社区的这个名声非常的不好。
And one night while Jim was praying, God said to him, Jim, if you will commit your church to prayer, you will not have enough room for all the people that I'll send to you.
在一个晚上Jim 他在跟牧师在祷告的时候，神有对他说如果你能够让整个的教会都能够投入到这个祷告当中的话，都能够真的是完全的来祷告信靠神，我会给你们带来很多的更多的人，让你们的教会都没有地方能够容下。
And over the last 30 years or so, God has blessed them from that small little group of 12 people to well over 12,000 people.
所以在过去的30年，神真是大大的祝福这个教会。他们人数从仅有的12个人到最后的12,000人。
And at the core of all they do, Tuesday night is their prayer meeting, and it's packed every week.
所以他们所做的这个一切所做的这个核心中心，就是他们星期二的晚上有个这样的祷告会，而且每次的祷告会都有很多很多的人参加。
We have to make sure that in our journey we spend time individually and corporately in prayer.
所以我们真的是应该要确保在我们的生命当中，我们不但要有这个个人跟神有这样祷告，我们也要同心合一的有些祷告。
The House of Christ Love Church is meant to grow.
我们主爱之家，我们就应该要成长。
The fifth truth tonight is this: the church that is growing is going to face opposition.
那第五个我们今天要讲的这个事实呢，是教会的成长会受到各方面的阻力。
And we're going to face opposition in three ways. Let me give them to you real quick.
那我们这个阻力呢，可能会有从三个不同的方面。
The first way we'll face opposition is Satan. Satan does not want your church to grow or my church.
第一个的话呢就是撒旦，因为我们知道说撒旦他不希望贵教会或者是我的教会成长。
In Matthew chapter 16 verse 18, Jesus had told his disciples that he will build his church and the gates of hell will not overcome it.
在马太福音的16:18耶稣告诉他的门徒，他要建造他的教会，而且他并且说阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
What that's implying is that Satan wants to come after every church that's trying to make a difference in our communities and around the world.
所以这段话呢，就是表达撒旦呢，他总会对我们所有的这个教会有进行各种各样的攻击。
And then sometimes the church that is growing is going to face opposition from ourselves.
另外一个方面的话，我们发现这个教会的成长其实也会受到我们自己的一些阻碍。
Sometimes we get in the way of God accomplishing what he wants to do through the life of our church.
有些时候我们发现说神在这里可能要做他自己的工，但是好像跟我们自己可能不一定一致。
And we just need to make sure that we're saying, God, listen, we want you to do your work and use me however you need me to make a difference.
所以我们所要做的就是把一切交托给神，说神，你做你的工，我们就是顺服神的带领。
And then the third area that will come against the church that is growing is through others.
那第三个这个可能会受到的阻力呢，可能是从旁人，从外面的人受到的阻力。
It could be rumors and gossip and all the horrible things that we probably are well aware of in our community, at work, sometimes in our homes, sometimes in our church.
这些阻力从外人来的阻力可能是一些谣言啊，或者一些不实的传闻啊，这些的话在我们的生活的工作当中，其实好像或者社区当中，我们都非常的熟知。
And the greatest thing that can fight against others opposing what God is doing is to make sure that we stay united as one.
那最好的跟这样的从外面来的这个阻碍所抗衡的就是我们自己的内部，我们应该是一个团结的一个合一的集体。
And then the sixth and the final truth for us tonight is this. The church that Jesus builds is unstoppable.
那今天的这个第六个的这样的一个关于教会的事实就是神所建造的教会耶稣所建造的教会是不可阻挡的。
If we look at an overview of history, we could see that the church that began at Pentecost still exists today.
所以我们看这个教会的历史，我们发现说从这个五旬节开始的教会到今天还一直的存在。
And I'm not talking about the building, I'm talking about Christ's church.
我不是讨论这个教堂或者教会的这个教堂的这个建筑，我们讨论的是基督的教会。
It's been built through wars, through politics, through reform, through struggles.
我们看到这个教会的这个建造呢，有经过战争呢，或者是政治，或者是一些改革，或者是一些斗争挣扎。
It's been built through division and through persecution and through shifts and changes.
那么也是经过了很多的分裂，可能也经过了一些迫害，也可能经过一些各种各样的一些变化。
It's been through everything, and yet Christ's church still continues to grow.
真是经过了各种各样的一些事情，但是我们发现基督的教会还是仍然的在成长。
And ultimately, it continues to grow for two reasons.
那教会的成长的话呢，主要是因为有两个原因。
First, because the church isn't bound to a single location.
因为我们知道，其实教会它并不是被限制在一个孤立的地方。
Acts 1:8 again, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and then to the ends of the earth.
所以在使徒行传1:8节说，要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
And the second reason the church is going to continue to grow is because the church is organic.
那第二个原因的话，就是因为教会其实是一个有机体。
It's natural.
这是天然自然的。
It's not man-made.
不是人工人造的。
It's pure.
它是纯洁的。
It's free.
也是自由的。
It's not a building.
它不是一个建筑物。
It's more than a one-hour service held on one day of the week.
它也不是好像一个星期只有这么一个小时的讲道。
The church is more than a program.
教会不是好像一些节目。
The church is a lifestyle of people being the church wherever you might be.
教会其实是我们所有来教会的这些人的我们的生活的一个形态。
And for you and I tonight,The church that Jesus builds is unstoppable, and there's nothing we can do about it.
我们知道，我们大家，你和我，我们都清楚，神所建造的教会是不可阻挡，没有人能够做任何事情。
Other than to participate with what He's already doing.
我们所有能做的就是能够加入这样的教会的成长当中。
My conclusion for us tonight is simply this.
今天晚上我的这个结束话是这样的。
Be the church.
成为教会。
Be the church.Let's pray.
好，让我们来祷告。
God, we thank you for your word tonight.
主，我们真是为你今天的话语，我们献上我们的感谢。
We thank you for speaking truth into our lives.
感谢你把真理的话真的是讲给我们听。
We thank you for building your church.
我们感谢你，因为你建造了你的教会。
And God, I ask that every person here tonight will participate with what you are doing.
主，我们在今天祷告，愿我们在座的每一位的弟兄姐妹能够加入到你建造教会的过程当中。
God, I pray that the spirit that fell on the day of Pentecost will fall once again.
主，我们祷告，求在五旬节降下的圣灵能再一次的降临到我们当中。
And not just on those who are here, but everybody in our community and region.
不单只是我们今天在座的弟兄姐妹，也包括我们整个的社区的所有人。
And my prayer is that thousands will be saved on a daily basis.
这是我的祷告，我们愿意每一天都有成千的人得救。
Just as it was in scripture that we read about tonight.
就如我们今天所读的经文中所写的那样。
We love you, Lord, tonight in your name. Amen.
我们爱你，我们祷告奉主的名。Amen.